I'm Alice Jones, and I'm actually on the faculty here at EKU, and I'm playing Peggy. And Peggy likes to sew and help make the costumes for the taffetas, which is appropriate because I made the skirts for our performance.
My name is Lori Wallace, and in my real job, I am a music teacher at Kirksville Elementary here in Madison County. And my character's June, and I like to do a lot of things. I like to cook. I'm making some piccalilli right now. And I just like to cook. Oh, and I like to paint by numbers.
My name is Lisa Jury, and in my real job, I am the choral director at Madison Central High School here in Richmond, and my character in the musical is Kay, and Kay is the oldest sister who kind of directs and gives good advice throughout the entire show.
My name is Kelly McBride, and I work as the public information officer for the Madison County Emergency Management Agency and CSIP program. My character is Cheryl, and she's boy crazy, and she loves that she is the president of the Mario Lanza fan club.
My name is Abby Fowler, and I am the music teacher at Glen Marshall Elementary here in Richmond. I play the character of Donna, and if Kay likes to give good advice, Donna needs the good advice. She sometimes doesn't know all the right things to say, so she really looks up to her big sisters.
Mm-hmm. So, the Taffetas, obviously a fictional 50s group, but tell us kind of the overview of this. It's not just a musical group. There's a plot to it.
So, it's 1950-something, and these five sisters from Muncie, Indiana, are making their national television debut on a show called Spotlight on Music that is being filmed in New York City, and it only took them 39 hours to get there by bus. And they're really excited because there is a rumor that Ed Sullivan is watching the show, and if they do well tonight, that they will actually be on the Ed Sullivan Show. So it's really a tribute to those choral groups of the 1950s, the real choral groups like the Lemon Sisters and the Cordettes, the McGuire Sisters, the Fontaine Sisters, and also songs that were done by some of the male groups as well, but that tight harmonies and those four and five part harmonies that were very characteristic of the music at the time.
Talk about putting this show together, and whose idea was it? And to group you all together, seems like you guys have got, just coming in here and in the studio, you've got a certain chemistry already about it that is really working to make this show. And I've heard reviews that it's really gelling and that you are really having a lot of fun with this.
Our pianist is Buzz Cornelison, and he has done this show before, and so he was very familiar with it, and he let us at Rose Barn Theater know about the show, and we thought it sounded like a really good opportunity for a winter show when we needed a smaller show. We knew that we needed people who were musically talented and could read music well and get it done over Christmas break really quick. So here we had three teachers that had Christmas break considerably off somewhat, and a couple other people who have been very active in Rose Barn in our musicals. So I think through a few people and some leadership from Rose Barn, we kind of decided that this would be a good match for Richmond and Madison County. Our musical director is Landon Westerfield. He is new to the Rose Barn family. This is his first show as musical director. We're glad to have him working with us. And Sarah Evans is our director, and has been helping us so much with all our staging and getting everything ready. So those two people have been of great help as we've gone through the process of creating this musical at this time.
Talk about the show, who put that together, because what I understand is there's some originals, or a lot of originals in the show, but there's also some 50s tunes that are involved in this production.
If you come to the show, you'll probably recognize every song in it. Yeah. There are bits and pieces of over 30 songs, and so they would have been things that were on the airwaves at the time. When this show originally was produced on Broadway, there was a companion show called The Cardigans, which is then the male group. So the Taffetas and the Cardigans both played on Broadway and were very popular there. And we're just glad to be bringing it to Madison County. And as Lisa said, it's a smaller show, and we've all had experience with each other at some time or another, although this is the first time that all five of us have been on stage together. So that's kind of fun.
I would imagine there's a lot of singing that goes on in this.
Almost nonstop singing. A lot of the pieces remind me of the Lawrence Welk show that we used to see. I mean, even the tone that we have, a lot of times I'm like, yep, that's exactly what I used to listen to with my parents from the Lawrence Welk show.
I was going to say the age of the women that are surrounding me, I would thought that you might probably didn't have much experience watching stuff in the 50s. But thinking about the Lawrence Welk show, there's still reruns of that if you can catch that on public television. So,
Speaking for myself as the second oldest sister, no, I did not actually see shows in the 50s. But I certainly was around for Happy Days and the Grease craze that certainly reflected on that time.
Yeah. Is this a challenge, creating these characters? I mean, some of the characters, as you said, you know, taking advice and stuff, that's kind of timeless. But talk about, you know, going back and kind of capturing the soul of the 1950s in your character. Was that difficult?
The naive aspect for me has been the hardest. I have a problem playing a virtuous person. I guess is a good way to put it. I just, you know, it's hard. I have to lighten everything up because I don't normally speak so light and airy. So that in itself has been a hard part for me. But the choreography is killing me too. But it's very good choreography also.
For me, it's been a little different because I don't know what everything means. So I'll have to explain
it to her.
I'll come to rehearsal and say, what does this mean when I'm saying this? So being the youngest, I sometimes in real life have to be told what things mean.
Anyway. But also being the youngest, you're also in the position of being a choreographer. So have you studied the 50s dance stuff like that? I mean, I'm sure you've got experience in a wide variety of dance styles, but doing the choreography for this, it was a challenge, yes?
Mainly because there's so much.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily the 50s movement because it's simple, I think, but there were a lot of songs that just need a little bit and some that need a lot. So it's a little bit of work, but it's a lot of fun.
There's not much dialogue. It's almost all singing and moving. Mm-hmm. So we're on our toes.
I think character-wise, one of the challenges for me is remembering the expectations of these young women or these girls, that the achievement of their life that they were looking forward to is finding that perfect boy or taking a stenography course. And, you know, I think, you know, as someone who has a profession and a career, to put myself back into that position and to think about that is a bit of a challenge to aspire to a perfect Jell-O recipe.
Assignation. Your assignation.
Yes. I think we have to be careful. We don't want to make them cartoon characters either because our audience, a lot of the folks in the audience will remember growing up during that time, and this will, you know, hopefully transport them back to a fun part of their life. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to make light of that. Although there's quite a bit of comedy in the show, we're not making fun of anybody.
You mentioned that you don't want to make them cartoon characters, but I was also thinking as you were saying the word stenographer, that's not a word that a lot of people even are familiar with. This is an age of typewriters and telephones that recorded and all this kind of stuff. And it creates its own challenges.
Very much so. We think that this show will give a wonderful opportunity for not only the older audiences, but the younger audiences, because there's enough of the older stuff that the older people will all really, really be familiar with. The younger people, there's enough material in it that they'll be very familiar with what they hear and the music that they hear. They've heard it. They might have heard it on their grandparents' radio once in a while, but they will. It will ring a bell with them.
Lots and lots of energy.
Yes.
It's a good show.
Another thing, too, with those of you who are choral directors or those of you who are around students, younger students, I've noticed, and maybe this is just an aside from me, that the students these days, the ones that are in high school, they have a more genuine appreciation of nostalgia and things that were old. It seemed like in the 60s and 70s, it wasn't really cool to look back at, say, your parents' stuff like that. But it has a certain attraction and genuineness about it now, and I don't know that it did maybe even 10, 15 years ago.
I'd have to agree. There's a big draw toward Frank Sinatra anymore with the high school kids, which really, really surprises me. But they love it. I think the Michael Bublé music has brought back a lot of the crooning. And but they do enjoy the older pieces. It's new to them.
What's the fun part about putting this show together? What's the challenges?
The fun part is all of us being together.
Yeah. We have way too much fun.
The hard part is the dancing. and even though Abby, bless her heart, says that there's not much and it's really easy, she says that as a dancer.
They work hard, though, yes. And they can do it. It just takes repetition. And
We give the two men directors a lot of grief.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But when they sit there and watch and say, oh, that looks good, you know, it's going to be a good show because they catch glimpses of what the finished product's going to look like, and they like it so far.
And I think the five of us are perfectionists. And we want it to be just right. So when we get frustrated with ourselves once in a while, we'll do it again just so that we can get it picture perfect and sound perfect also. Mm-hmm.
And it really is fun to sing that music. That in itself is just a joy. The way that the music is constructed, some of the lyrics are a little hokey. But the music itself really is fun to sing. So it, from that perspective, it's just really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. And it's pop music, so the harmonies are not real that difficult. It's not real.
I would say. They're pretty tight.
They're pretty tight harmonies. Mm-hmm. So I'd say we've spent a lot of time on our own.
Balance.
You know, learning the pitches and then coming together to get the right balance and the right tone to make it work together. We have five very different voices. And so to make that one chord sound so blended, you know, that's really taken a lot of time. But we're doing it well so far, I think.
And you're tuning that mix by ear, I guess. Are you listening to any 50s music to kind of get
no,
to...
No, just this. Just this.
This is all we've
this
listened
is all we can
to.
Listen. I walk every morning for 40 minutes, and I listen to my music, and I sing along in the gym all by myself, until the custodian comes in.
We dream the music. We wake up sing it through the day.
Husbands are tired of listening to
it. Shaboom, shaboom.
It plays in the car. Yeah, I'm on radio blackout except for the CD.
So it's just the five of you in the show?
Yes.
Yep. Well, we have another stage person.
There's a camera person and a card
announcer.
Girl.
An announcer.
And an announcer. We have
a three-piece combo. We have a bass and drums, and we have our pianist. So, and of course, the drummer is Abby's husband. So he's also a music teacher here, and we've taken over Madison County's music teachers pretty much.
That's true.
Then what do you do after the show's over? You going to take it on the road or anything?
Oh.
Well, one of the challenges that the Rose Barn Theater has had in the last couple of years has been the loss of our performance space. Sadly, the barn out at Battlefield Park, we can no longer perform there. We managed to survive wind and storm and flood and leaking roofs, but it was the pigeons that finally drove us out. So one of the things that we thought about quite a bit in doing this show now was something that would be portable. And so we're actually performing it over two weekends in three different locations. And we would be available if others would like us to come sing to help support the Rose Barn Theater until we have a permanent home and a permanent venue. We're certainly available. The Taffetas, just write us in Muncie, Indiana, Box 1, Muncie, Indiana.
Yeah. We're the only Taffetas in the phone book.
Yes.
That's right.
So talk about Rose Barn a little bit.
Rose Barn Theater has been Madison County's community-oriented volunteer theater for over 21 years. And I can't say enough about the quality of the productions that are done there and the professionalism that this community group puts out. And I think we have a very good reputation in the community. We also have a great reputation for involving families and children, and literally have an entire generation that we've seen go through from, you know, literally walking across the stage for the first time at age five or six and now going on to seek professional degrees in theater and music. That addition of the arts to the local Richmond community, I think, really is of value. And it's certainly something that I think is, as someone that's been involved in the theater for 10 years, that brings a lot of personal value to me, but also, I think, to the community. Mm-hmm.
And you try to do two, three shows a year?
We've been on a schedule of about three to four a year. We're still doing a summer Shakespeare show every year. Last year, we did it in both Richmond and Berea outdoor performances. This coming summer, it will be down in Berea. So we get around. Then we had a winter show around Christmas time that was a Christmas montage, and then the show in the spring. So, yeah, about three to four shows a year, depending on the year, and again, the availability of space and location.
Talk about the venues where you'll be playing this.
So Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, we'll be at Boone Tavern. And these are performances where for $20, dessert is included. And then there's also a Sunday matinee, the 29th at 3 p.m., also at Boone Tavern. And reservations can be made online at our website, rosebarntheater.org. Then Saturday and Sunday, February 3rd and 4th, at 7 p.m., we'll be at the June Morning Reception Hall on Ashland Avenue here in Richmond. That show is $10. We do encourage reservations, but they're not required. And then on Sunday, February 5th at 3 p.m., we'll do a special matinee at Madison Central High School that will also be a fundraiser for the choral program at Madison Central, and that show is also $10. Tickets for all shows can be purchased online at rosebarntheater.org, or you can make reservations by calling 859-582-4633.
Walkie-doo-wee-doo, 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 love. True love is a two-way street. Uh-huh, it's a happy beat. Walkie-doo-wee-doo. Of a two-way street, walkie-doo-wee-doo-wee-doo, I repeat that love. True love is a sugar cake. Uh-huh, if you give and take, walkie-doo-wee-doo, then your heart won't break or ache.
I don't want to kiss you unless you kiss me back. I don't want to hug you unless you hug me back. I don't want
True love is a two-way street. It's a happy beat. Walkie-doo-wee-doo, of a two-way street. Walkie-doo-wee-doo, love's a two-way street. Walkie-doo-wee-doo, love's a two-way street. Walkie-doo-wee-doo-wee-doo.